1039 WDKX, the Wake Up Club, Rochester's number one station for R&B, hip hop, throwbacks. Thank you for making this a part of your day. Getting ready for the Rock Summer Soul Festival that will be this upcoming weekend, Saturday. Good morning, Play from Ken Play. How you feeling today, sir?
I'm pretty good. How are you? Good morning to you and all your listeners.
Man, feeling great, Play. We're feeling great to have you. Saturday, August 19th, it's going to be Rochester Summer Soul Festival, Parcel 5. Can you talk a little bit about it, man? You talk about the 50th year of hip-hop and how big of a role you guys played, especially for my youth. I don't know about anybody else, but definitely for my youth. Can you talk a little bit about what it was like first hearing that song on the radio?
Oh, first hearing that song, our song, Last Night on the Radio, kind of saved me from a not-so-encouraging experience. My father was was getting ready to kick me out of the house. And lo and behold, by accident, the radio was on. This is no lie and no exaggeration. Our first song came on, and I was too excited to stay still and sit for him to do that. And for him to hear that, I guess it let him know that I was about something that was going to be special. So it gave me more time to live under my parents' roof. But no, that was exciting to hear that record. And for that record to lead into many other experiences and events that I'm still in awe of today.
Play, this is DJ Shite. I actually recently just watched the interview you did with My Expert Opinion, and you were talking about how you were getting in trouble and kind of like how music saved your life.
Yeah, I just want to be very transparent and very open with people who we may influence or get some direction from. Everything isn't always great. So, you know, it's interesting what God uses to save your life. So, you know, and in this case, believe it or not, hip-hop can be a tool unknowingly. So for me, you know, it definitely was a vehicle that, you know, got me off the streets and prevented me from being another unfortunate New York statistic.
And, you know, the thing that I admire about hearing your story, you know, you hear a lot of hip hop records and you hear a lot of the tough guy stuff, and the music that you guys made, you didn't even focus on being the knucklehead kid. Like, I wouldn't even have known that until I heard your story.
Well, I mean, the thing is that at that time and still today, you do what you get paid for. So for me, I didn't know that, you know, what I did in regards to something that people would call, you know, not gangster rap. But it's just funny to know who people are behind the curtain. One of the people who stand out to me in this conversation is MC Hammer. People, you know, would just expect him to be a certain way because of his music. But behind the scenes, Hammer didn't take no mess.
Yep, you know, that's what I heard.
He had a brother, Louis Burrell, that was no joke. And I know many others that their persona in front, you know, you got to remember, I'm an actor. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, some of those elements and personas or demeanors coming from that part of my world was kind of a big help being Blade Brown in Class Act and other things. But, you know, that stuff I'm not too proud of. I don't want to promote or perpetuate people being out there in the streets, you know, and being a part of something they don't need to be a part of. But like I said, God used it to save my life. And when I realized that people made me realize that I was good at being that on the camera, that's what I was going to do to get the bag.
Now, speaking of acting, now the good brother Ed Lover said in a recent interview, and I thought I heard this before, House Party, which is a cult classic, one of my favorite movies, that movie originally was right for DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, and they turned it down?
That's not true. We keep going through this, so that's okay. The movie was originally wrote with Groove B. Chill in mind. There's a couple of characters in the movie where their name sticks. So that was the inspiration, was Groove B. Chill. But then when Reggie and Warrington Hudlin, the two brothers and producers and directors of the film, got exposed to Kid and Play, their target was us. It always was supposed to be and wanted to be us. New Line Cinema, they didn't know hip-hop. They're up on the 20th floor of their Ivy Towers, didn't know hip-hop. The only ones that they knew about was Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince. Not being mad at them in regard, not being mad at them and hedging their bet on this movie, to invest in, they felt, okay, let's secure it by getting these two well-known rappers that they only knew. Will being the rapper and our boy Jeff being the DJ. But what happened was they were also at the time suing them for a record they made called Nightmare on My Street, which they felt was a bite off of Nightmare on Elm Street. So Reggie and Warrington, being very persistent about us doing the roles that they wanted us to do, had us come in to do some impromptu acting, which we were horrible with. And I thought, well, this, you know, we flopped, it ain't gonna happen. But we were in the middle of New York City Midtown, and there were schools around, and still schools around that area where their offices was at. So one of the VIPs was kind enough, I think he was going to lunch, decided to walk us down. And when he walked us down, all the schools were letting out at 3 o'clock. And when they saw Kid and I, they mobbed us like we were the Beatles or the Jackson 5 because of our music videos. And they knew our music and they knew our videos. So the VIP ran back upstairs and told the rest of the partners, these guys, this is who we need to get. And then that, the rest is history.
Listen, I tell you what, we will experience history on Saturday, August 19th, Rock Summer Soul Fest, Parcel 5. Kid and Play will be on the stage, a part of WDKX and a Rochester celebrating 50 years of hip-hop.
Now, Play, I'm sorry. Before I let you go, man, I know you hear this a lot, but I have to say it because, you know, you're a legend. Kid's a legend. You guys are icons in the game of hip-hop.
And, thank you.
And I just want to give you guys your flowers because sometimes I feel as if they don't mention y'all enough and give you the credit that you deserve because, honestly, other than MC Hammer, you guys opened the doors for where a lot of rappers today are when it comes to endorsement deals, when it comes to getting movies, and just making fun music. You guys.
Cartoons. Yo.
So I just want to give you guys your flowers. I know you hear this all the time, but I have to say it to you. I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate everything you brought to the game of hip-hop.
Well, I accept the flowers on behalf of myself and the KID, and I want to give you guys your flowers because what I've learned, especially from a book by Barry Gordy called To Be Loved, it made me realize just how important and priceless the DJs play in regards to the artists. And I want to apologize for any artist who hasn't given you that firm handshake and eye-to-eye love that you guys deserve for being that foundation for people to hear us, know about us, enjoy us, and like the original creed of hip-hop is to love, peace, unity, and having fun. So let me split the flowers you've just given me and give you some back and say thank you. And I look forward to us hitting the stage. Who else is other artists that will be joining
us? Man, that's Saturday. Yo-Yo is going to be there Saturday. Yo-Yo, Silk's going to be there Saturday. Friday night, they got Big Daddy Kane. Big Daddy Kane going to be there Friday night. Dina Howard, cool. Troop. So it's going to be quite
the
show.
You know what? I'm coming in. I'm coming in a day early, so I might just come and participate in the night before. So
right, man. Well, it's going to be one hell of a weekend. Friday, Saturday, August 18th, 19th, here in Rochester, Rock Summer Soul Festival, Parcel 5. Thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate you. Look forward to you this weekend.
No doubt. And you guys be careful and stay cool out there and look forward to having a great house party.
As always. We are 103.9 WDKX.